Drug overdose deaths in Oklahoma have increased 91% over the last decade and a half. The state's Commission on Opioid Abuse recently released its final report on what the state should do about the growing crisis. Many of the recommendations have been handed over to lawmakers. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier found, the next challenge is making them a reality.
The commission's goal was daunting: brainstorm a plan to guide the state out of an epidemic of opioid addiction that kills nearly 3 Oklahomans every day.
The sort of clear and present danger is overprescribing and oversupply, and that was the focus of what we looked at.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter headed the 9-member commission.
Once we rolled up our sleeves and began to hear testimony, we came up with 31 things that the state really needs to do.
The group of business leaders, physicians, law enforcement, and mental health professionals zeroed in on limiting the supply of opioids, a class of drug that includes illegal heroin and powerful prescription painkillers like OxyContin, Vicodin, and fentanyl, a synthetic drug sold both through prescriptions and on the street. Cynthia Riley directs the Substance Use Prevention Program at Pew Charitable Trusts. She says most of Oklahoma's recommendations, coupled with the state's prescription monitoring program, will probably work.
The strategies here are what we are seeing across the country in terms of addressing the epidemic. They're multifaceted, which is good.
8 of the recommendations are now addressed in bills being considered by state lawmakers. Riley says that these ideas have worked in other states. Things like requiring electronic prescriptions so a paper version can't be forged, limiting opioid prescription amounts, and creating a board to examine data from overdose deaths and look at how to prevent them.
They look at things like prescribing data and emergency room utilization, law enforcement activities, and other data that can help the state identify trends as well as hotspots where programs are needed.
Most of Oklahoma's recommendations read like a wish list with no follow-up plan. Compare that to states like West Virginia, where Governor Jim Justice announced a $10 million commitment that includes a critical improvement that Oklahoma's report is lacking.
Treatment center.
Treatment.
Services and treatment.
Treatment centers.
That was Mark Woodward with the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. Carrie Slatton-Hodges, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Mike Brose with Mental Health Association Oklahoma. And Attorney General Mike Hunter. Everyone agrees more treatment centers are key. But in Oklahoma, how do you pay for them? Attorney General Hunter.
We're proposing a 10% tax on those who distribute, manufacture, and wholesale opioids. Estimate is that that will generate somewhere between $14 and $17 million.
Taxing opioid manufacturers and distributors isn't a new idea. Bills have been introduced as far back as 2015 in 7 states. None of them have passed. Even if it does become law, the opioid tax is expected to be challenged in court by pharmaceutical companies, making any potential payout years down the road.
Again, our position is you have to start somewhere, and having a proposal on which there's no effort to provide new revenue is just irresponsible.
And when you sign the paperwork.
I think we need to have a short-term and a long-term plan for funding.
That's Janet Cizak. She's the CEO of the Center for Therapeutic Interventions in Tulsa, one of the few treatment centers in the state that specializes in opioids. They use a mix of outpatient counseling and medication.
These recommendations may be a little too late. I mean, if we're talking about prevention, we need to start in preschool.
She's disappointed in the lack of urgency in the task force's recommendations, but hopes it will remind lawmakers that chronic underfunding of the state's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse equals less treatment for Oklahomans with addictions.
I wish that addiction treatment was as easy to access as pills, as heroin.
The funding deadline isn't years in the future. Her treatment center is a contractor of the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse.
We have no assurance that May and June of this year that there will be funding for treatment. That's the Department of Mental Health. What affects them affects my contract, which means I don't know if any of my contracts will have any funding come May 1. And we have an epidemic.
Tucked in the report is a nugget of data. Only 10% of Oklahomans who need treatment right now are getting it. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
This is KGOU.